Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Clay and Aaron Show. First visit by John B. Wells from Caravan to Midnight. John, you have an amazing show. I listened to you over on Coast to Coast Radio for years, and now your own show, Caravan to Midnight, and you've had a tremendous following, I guess, over the last few years. You've really built your following up, and I guess it's your talent at being able to investigate and follow leads and get the best out of your guests to try to, you know, make people think. I guess one of the hardest things is you can't make people change their mind, but you can, through entertainment, through proper interviewing, through poetry, art, music, you can change people's perspective. And that actually is an art. And when you do that, people then will change their mind on their own. And you have a talent at that. So your show is pretty amazing. So how do people listen to you over at Caravan to Midnight show?
Well, first of all, thanks very much, Dr. Bill, for having me on, and thank you for those kind words. It was, I like to say I owe it all to the great one, otherwise I'd be just another slow waiter on the floor of your least favorite restaurant, more than likely. You know, we don't have sponsors, per se. We have members, and it's a $60 a year deal, and people can, some people out there are really having trouble. But virtually everybody can go $5 a month. And so we break it down into quarters. They can buy a $15 thing for 3 months, you know, 30 for six and 60 for the year. And it's worked out pretty well. And the best part of it is that for whatever happened on Coast to Coast AM, I am very, very happy to have had that experience. It was just a great, it was a great time. I had so much fun. It was a little weird trying to get one's circadian rhythms under control, you know, just doing one night a week from midnight to 0400 in the great American Southwest. But it was worth it. And so, like I say, the best part is that for whatever happened at Coast, a lot of just wonderful people are willing to come on the program, and we put them at ease, and they're free to say what they want, and I'm not going to interrupt them. Or, you know, you're talking about changing their minds. I have a real problem with you know, somebody's just about to give you the key to the meaning of life, and then it's like, let's take a call. It's like, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Now, on your show, you mentioned earlier before the show started that you interviewed Linda Moulton Howe, a great investigator. And she investigates. She's what I call a forensic investigator of the weird, wonderful, and what you don't want to believe. I guess I call it the room where these are questions you shouldn't ask in public, but she does, and she does a really good job of the forensic investigation of them, which is pretty damning in terms of. And if she doesn't have all the answers, what she likes to do is she does what I think is most important: ask better questions. She does a really good job of that. Tell her what she's into lately. Because you did this on your show, I guess, the latest show.
We were talking about this this sound that's being heard all over the world. And she had a recording of it, and just from Kiev and some places in the United States, and this like metallic sound, and it keeps popping up. There was I can't remember the name of the program. It was NASA identified it as Blue something. I can't remember at this moment. It's an article that goes back to 2013. That's what I was able to pull up. But she said this has been increasing since 2011.
Right.
And, you know, we just, of course, I don't have the kind of bona fides that you do, let alone the CV to go with it. But, you know, we just tossed a few ideas around as to what it might be.
What did she think? Because they should document the sounds you can hear from all over the planet. Or if you go up on YouTube, you'll see them. I can give you my theory again. It's one that can easily be tested out because our government's been doing what's called gravity wave imaging for decades, since the 50s and early 60s. And when they first put their satellites up to do gravity wave assessment of movement of Russian submarines at the bottom of the ocean, they looked at the gravity wave distortions that could be created by a large submarine, so they could eventually get down to a signature. And therefore, they could actually image of a satellite was disturbing the gravity wave flux field of the planet. Now, gravity waves travel faster than light. So they've got faster than light imaging that can look at deep space. And this ties in with the CERN project, which is to map the galactic natural wormholes that are created in the Higgs field of our galaxy that allow you to transfer across the galaxy. It's 100,000 light years. It also is detecting in deep space gravity waves coming in from an approaching dwarf star that returns every 3,650 years. The ancients call Heraclitus for the destroyer. There's ancient cartouches in Egypt where you can see this. I talked to astrophysicist Professor McCanny, and there's five layers to our magnetosphere. The top three are in the outer, what's called Van Allen radiation belt. The next is at the layer called the upper troposphere, that's the ionosphere that regulates our weather. And in a sense, it's integrated, locked like gears to the outer magnetosphere that's affected by solar and galactic effects. And then the bottom layer is what's called the lithospheric or keeper magnet kind of layer that's in the lithosphere or the crust of the Earth where there's telluric currents. That's why when you have an earthquake about to happen, you'll often see strange animal behavior. And you'll see also telluric currents driving worms out of the ground or animals and so on. What's happening in the upper atmosphere, my theory, is that these gravity waves cause a distortion in the plasma field of the upper atmosphere. And when the plasma field collapses, it creates sound. It's pretty simple. It's like you heat it up or distort it, and then as it collapses, it creates a sound effect.
Well, my question would be, how does it create a what are the mechanics involved in creating a sound wave?
Well, what happens is you basically change the plasma physics by charging up energy. When a gravity wave passes through the upper ionosphere, it literally heats it up so many degrees. You create a tubular heated structure, and then as it collapses, it literally forms a sound, just like if you're blowing through a tube. So you've got an area where there's a boundary zone between hotter and cooler areas of plasma in the upper atmosphere, and as it collapses, it creates sound. It's really pretty straightforward.
You might be go ahead. I'm sorry.
So basically, that's how it happens. Now, what happens is I took care of the team in Antarctica in 1994-95 that went to our McMurdo Bay, Antarctica, Pymeson scope, which is under the ice shelf. It's very large. It's several miles across. And we also have an international consortium of nations who are looking at the IRIS infrared telescopes in deep space and Chandra X-ray telescopes. But the most classified was what's called the gravitonic scope. They're actually looking in deep space at the approach of a dwarf star. And people need to understand this in terms of astrophysics. And you can verify it. For every star in our galaxy, there's about 240 to 260 billion stars of all sizes. There's 10,000 dwarf stars that are round or red. And the reason is they last so long. These, because they burn so slowly, the average dwarf star will last between 10 and 100 trillion years. And as a result, long after most of the stars are burnt out, there'll be still lots of dwarf stars. And they only, so most of them are at anywhere from 5 to 7 degrees above absolute zero. But they have a very powerful, the red dwarfs have a very powerful geomagnetic field and a very powerful what's called gravity wave effect. That gravity wave effect means when they move in, they actually change the plasma physics of stars. And people need to understand this according to Professor McCanny's theory. They had this old theory that stars were heated from the center, and the star would have a big nuclear fusion reaction occurring in the center of the star. Which his theory, and I agree with him, is that the nuclear physics of a star actually draws in hydrogen from the atmosphere of the galaxy and causes nuclear fusion to occur to create helium-3, and helium-3 is actually the driver of the nuclear fusion engine on the sun, and the stream of helium-3 ions is what, of course, is crystallizing on objects outside the magnetosphere of the Earth on the moon, which hits the Bolshock wave of our magnetosphere and actually concentrates it on the moon, so there's 500,000 times more helium-3 on the surface of the moon in crystals than there is on Earth. And it's the primary fuel of helium-3 tokamak fusion reactors we use for our interplanetary spacecraft, which we have. And I described this for years, and finally Lockheed Martin, embarrassed last year, came out and said, yes, we do have this technology, and it's exactly, literally word for word, how I explained how the technology works, because I was told this by people at our Q-level security clearance at U.S. Space Command years ago. And the fact is they're hiding Tier 1 science in every area you can imagine, from life extension technology to energy technology to interplanetary travel to interacting with advanced civilizations from other worlds to space weather and the approach of this dwarf star, which the globalists are panicking over. So that's why they're building underground cities and tunneling all over the world like crazy. They're
wow.
in a panic.
I feel like I feel like those depictions of Moses coming down from the mountain where his head's expanded, you know, and it's as wide as his shoulders. That's amazing. So let me ask you this. You may be just the man to answer this question. I've been thinking for a long time, and I am not a theoretical
physicist. Keep that thought. We'll be right back. Keep that thought.
I'll hold. Yeah.
Friends, this is Alex Jones from MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We have John B. Wells here. John, yeah, you had a really interesting show with Linda Moulton Howe. And I guess we got on the break. We went on a whole bunch of rabbit trails, I guess, to say those rabbit trails are deep, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. One of the things that Linda brought up was some reports she's getting that the core of the Earth is going through some changes.
And this
It is. Well, she said that one of the symptoms that witness to the audio part of the whatever that is, the Gabriel's trumpet or whatever.
That's what called the trumpet blast. Yeah.
Was this feeling of, well, one man had a concussion wave hit at the side of his garage, and another woman felt a slapping on her feet that was, you know, from under the ground, that was unpleasant. And so we really didn't discuss, I mean, we didn't get to the bottom of what's happening there. We were just mostly discussing the symptoms that people are experiencing, the aural ones as well as the physical ones.
Right. You also see psychic changes. For example, when these gravity waves hit, you get a plasma field. For example, before the sun releases a coronal mass ejection or a filament falls on the surface of the sun, it releases a gravity wave which changes the T1 half for the half-life of radioisotopes on the Earth. And theoretically, if you had the right harmonic gravity wave frequency, you could shatter any isotope or take a nuclear material and make it non-nuclear by splitting it like a diamond. So gravity waves are actually faster than light energy, if you want to call it. That's what makes dark matter and dark energy. What they're basically perceiving is they're perceiving physical changes in the Earth, because when a gravity wave hits, it can actually charge up enough energy to the outer lithospheric layer that there's a differential gravity effect on the mantle of the Earth and the surface, but also deeper in the outer molten core and in the solid inner core. And that actual rotating plasma field is what creates the magnetosphere of the Earth. It's stripping off electrons against radioisotopes in the core because of thorium, strontium, and plutonium, etc. that are deep in our Earth, because our Earth is a rotating nuclear magnet. And that rotating nuclear magnet strips off electrons and creates the polar magnetosphere field, where the electrons emerge from the poles, from the North Pole, and come down the magnetosphere and then re-enter the Earth through the South Pole. We actually have right now two South Poles. People are not aware of this. And we've also had the very rapid wandering of the North Pole, which means the engine that drives it creates a magnetosphere, because the Earth is a basically a nuclear reactor generating a plasma field that we call the magnetosphere that protects us from the bull shock wave of the sun, cosmic rays, background X-ray radiations, and zeta particles from deep space and gamma bursts. Is the effect is to create us a shell so we don't live in what's called the boiling, called the cauldron of the lake of fire. In fact, if you want to call our universe is the lake of fire. I mean, people talk about going to hell. No, we're already there. We are living, and our worlds and our star systems are in the lake of fire already. And people don't grasp that. They don't realize without the magnetosphere, which is decreasing by 5% per decade, we'd be fried. And there's a significant increase in ultraviolet light, X-ray radiation, and cosmic rays in this part of the galaxy. And the magnetosphere is decreasing by 5% per decade, combined with a decrease in worldwide oxygen, which is not good. And the globalists are freaking right out about it. What they see in the timeline is a collapse of civilization, and they want to preserve it. So they actually think they're doing something good by not telling us what they can't fix. Just like some of the movies like The Day After Tomorrow or other we call apocalyptic movies, they're predictably programming the public to be good lemmings.
Oh boy, well that doesn't sound good. And I think you just cut to something I wanted to ask you about, and that is this disaster at Fukushima, that the Daiichi plant.
Uh-huh.
We're getting reports from all over the place, particularly up and down the West Coast, about all the sea life dying and this and that, and beaching whales and all kinds of stuff, and no minnows or no sardines at all, zero.
Exactly. No salmon run, no baby orca whales, so therefore they're not singing, so you can't hear any songs of the orca orcinus, the killer whales. I would call them the wolves of the sea. They don't sing anymore because there's no baby whales. None survived a year.
Well, so what can be done about that?
Well, I wrote a book last year giving technical and specific recommendations. And the thing is, what I'm really disturbed by with the silence, not only in the media, but the alternative media, is I gave them technical answers to solve Fukushima Daiichi and personal things that will protect them, such as our Edgar Cayce monoatomic Tesla-activated iodine, DNA protection, etc. And I give them technical solutions, so I'll run down through them. The first thing we need to do is we need to build a proper diversion structure to divert the aquifer above Fukushima, because there's actually a river of water running underneath the Daiichi plant area.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, you need to build a sill wall and a retention area for water, and a way to filter that water properly, not the stupid system they have that they contracted to an American company to filter it, to turn that radioactive waste into solid material that can be taken away in special double-hulled ships. They need to cover every plant with a Kevlar spider silk tent and have an air filtration system. They need to use muon detectors to detect exactly where the corium is and insert tubes down there with hyperosmolar borinated water, and then they hit them with the proper harmonic frequency to cause what's called mega crystallization of boron, which is a neutron capture. And once you capture neutrons and shut off the water, the problem's solved, and you create a sarcophagus that's permanently monitored forever. Because some of the isotopes, like plutonium, have a half-life of 26,500 years, and depleted uranium has a half-life of 4.5 billion years. So this is not going to go away, and the problem is that nuclear fission as a use of power to boil water, as Einstein says, is insanity. But the problem is they don't want to solve it, and the reason why they don't even challenge me, as I said on the show many times, where's my abuse? I want my abuse. I deserve some abuse. I need somebody to come and controversially dare to be stupid enough to argue with me about the technical details, and if you can prove me wrong, I'll accept it because I like to be taught. But unfortunately, what happens is I don't even see my abuse anymore. I used to get it, and where the hell is it? And the problem is, if they won't abuse you, and people are highly qualified and scientifically valid, like the head of nuclear physics engineering, Kai Vetter, at University of California, Berkeley, who was doing testing for the first 2 years after Fukushima Daiichi, stopped immediately after I communicated with him. At first, he'd think I was just Dr. Deagle, M.D., that was the usual average knucklehead doctor that gives out pills, continue to practice medicine, never getting it right. And he realized I actually had a background in nuclear physics and radiotoxicology, and he freaked out and decided to no longer do any testing. And so the government has shut down, including even spokespeople in major media like Michio Kaku, who's head of a group of 40,000 scientists that are very concerned about this, and all of a sudden he shuts up too. So by and large, except for a few voices on the RENTS network and what we do with our nuclear safety expert and his radio name, Chris Harris, that's not his real name, on Thursdays, and the people that are on the RENTS network, like several experts he had from the journalists and so on, but none of them are nuclear experts like myself, they basically come on and try to say how bad it is. And, you know, you can go to the RENTS network website, and he's got one of the best lists of topics. You know, they're still trying to have the 2020 Olympics up there, which is nuts. They want to reopen more reactors. They're trying to force the Taiwanese to accept foods without proper radiation testing. I mean, it goes on and on with insaneness. And, of course, the explosion of jellyfish all over the world caused by the death of the oceans is another example of the death. And the invasion of the Humboldt squid, which is another plague that's spreading around the oceans of the world caused by Fukushima Daiichi. So people say they don't want to believe this is happening. Well, too bad.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753. Or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
And how do they listen to your program again? Can they go to caravantomidnight.com? Is that the website, Caravan to Midnight?
They can do that, and they can also go to our YouTube channel. That's just, you got to put in my name with the middle initial and all, J-O-H-N-B as in Bravo, W-E-L-L-S, and then type in C-T-M after that. And there's a bunch of stuff up there. They can get a good sampling of the programs that are offered there, and we have almost 300 shows in the archive, so it's a good value, I think.
Yeah, I know it's a really good value. In fact, I tell people, you know, that's why I selectively go around trying to find people that I call are willing to ask. And this is my main tagline. I have lots of taglines, but the most important one is ask better questions. And ask questions will scare the bejesus out of you. Ask questions that will make you think, that, oh my gosh, did I actually believe that? Ask questions that will make you question your sanity. And the problem is a lot of people really don't achieve a higher level of consciousness than bacteria. I worked out a theorem of seven levels of consciousness. The top level is what I call God consciousness, so you really know the heart and mind of God. But most people, unfortunately, if they had an original thought, they'd probably die of a spontaneous human combustion.
And, are you sure we're not related? I'm beginning to think we might be. You know, everything's got to be somebody else's idea. But and you're conducting the interview, but let me ask you a question,
yeah.
Don. And here it is. Are we looking at... Are we looking at just walking through our future, according to the greatest playbook of them all, and that would be the Holy Scripture, otherwise known as the Bible, or are we going to mount a rebellion and invade the underground cities, demand and otherwise force these globalist elitist types to surrender the keys to the treasure trove of knowledge where we can avail ourselves of some of this, these technological advances, this ability to communicate with other civilizations, like off planet, life
right.
extension stuff, all that stuff. I mean, what do you see? What does your crystal ball say? You must have made one that works.
Well, here's the thing. You'll talk to different people. They say, well, they can time travel and this. I said, look, here's the nature of the universe. There's not infinite timelines, as you hear from people like Stuart Schwerlow. There's only one timeline, and that's because it's related to what the nature of consciousness is. If you had infinite timelines, it means that really you don't really have any free will or choice. You just have to be stuck in a specific timeline. God himself can actually change not only the future but the past. People need to understand that. People say, that's not possible. I said, why is it impossible? What you have to understand is in our current timeline, we've made, in a sense, a collective agreement on a collective consciousness level to create this reality and timeline. And what we're trying to do, basically, by having your show and my show, is to change the consciousness and the perspective of people so that they will then make a different decision to not go down that timeline. So we collectively, think of it this way, think of everybody out there as a consciousness cow. And the globalists are, and the bankers and the globalists, you know, I call it the wizards of the media and the great dames of high-level masonry like Hillary Clinton, who's the highest-level witch in the Western world. And that's a fact. I mean, she's from the Rodham family. What they're doing is they're actually, you know, milking us like cows for the milk of the future. So they try to convince us with the media and with education and false religion and tier two science that this really is the state of reality, even though you can see real evidence, for example, that Obama's on both sides of issues, like he's supporting ISIS and dropping equipment and satellite phones. And on the other hand, he's allowing the Iranian Quds Force and the Shiite militia to call in B-2B bomber runs against the Shiite militia in these towns and there. And he'll, on the one hand, allow failure to kill a lot of Christians off in Syria, and at the same time, he's allowing Delta Force to go in at least once out of 150 requests and kill off and grab a few people in ISIS as a kind of a token measure to say, hey, yeah, we got these guys and we got his wife and a bunch of satellite phones and computers. So we're being manipulated. And what people need to know, you're a consciousness cow in the farm of the wizards of this world. And they're trying to milk the milk of the future and create a specific timeline that they want by convincing them that this is inevitable. So people are driven by fear, ignorance, and just plain lack of perspective of the nature of, number what they are as a being and the nature of our responsibility to take our scepter and start ruling. So I think a lot of the problem I see is that people don't know zero and one in terms of the nature of what reality is.
So we really are operating on a very primitive level, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. When I ask questions in my show, I try to operate on a level that kind of blows people away. They say, well, that can't be. I can quote every scripture in the Bible that says everything I say is exactly what it says in the Bible. But you'll find it also in other ancient holy books. But the clearest is actually the Bible, if you understand it in what I call higher language. In other words, if you think of it in equations and archetypes and so on, and it almost lines up computer code for the nature of a hyperdimensional reality of what we are and what the nature of, quote, God is and what the universe is, you start to understand that the Bible is actually a hyperdimensional book that transcends time-space, so it's not a natural book. It's a supernatural one.
Yes.
And that there's always been individuals that have some portion of totality of that, but the greatest one was Yeshua HaMashiach, that we call the Father in the flesh. But the most profound statement he made was, when I return, you shall be as I am. So I call myself a mortar man for God, meaning I mix up the mortar, a tailor in the coat of many colors, bringing all the peoples together, because if all the peoples on Earth stop making war and start worrying about near space and cosmic things like near space objects like the approach of a dwarf star, that could destroy us. If they understood about things like gamma bursts and advanced civilizations about good and bad and how they've been manipulating us, then they might change their perspective about their geopolitics. They might realize that the human race could apprehend life extension technology, zero-point energy, and nuclear fusion technology, but we're restrained by a bunch of global maniacs that literally are serving us up as an astral sacrifice to the reptilian gods. And people think, no, that can't be. Unfortunately, it's true. We're on a war on the genetic, geopolitical, strategic, religious, and scientific level in every area. We are at war. There's no such area that's not at war.
Well, and it seems that it's no different in what the Bible refers to as the, or we, maybe we do, as the celestial realm. It's as you just said, some of the civilizations out there are good, some of them are not so good. So,
right.
And you remember that whole deal with Daniel in the lion's den? It's like, where you been? It's like, well, we had this thing going up in the celestial realm. Well, what? Well, it was a big brawl. Well, how bad was it? Well, it was pretty bad because we had to call. You got me doing it now, Bill.
Right. You're talking about where he was restrained by the Prince of Persia. The angel was going to come and talk to him over there of the river Chebar in Elam, right?
Yeah. And in the end, he said, Daniel asked him, well, how bad did it get? I'm paraphrasing quite a bit here. And he goes, well, pretty bad. We had to call Michael in, if that tells you anything. It's like, wow, it really was.
And Mikael, by the way, means one who has the voice and power of the Most High God. So that shows you a pretty powerful angel.
I'm thinking that's absolutely true. So it's the same. It's the same thing up there as it is down here.
Which only it's on a much more dramatic level. And the problem people don't understand: hyperspace is the realm of the negentropic world. People got to realize that we live in a hologram. The physical world is a hologram. The spiritual level is a higher level hologram that we call negentropic. It literally creates order out of the chaos of our lower realm. But it's a higher realm. This is where the great opposer, Satan, exists, where the angel exists, where advanced civilizations exist, where advanced councils like the Council of the Eschaton exists, where, you know, if you want to call it this, it's not the highest realm, but it's a higher realm than Earth. And one of the problems is people don't believe in what I call spiritual pathogens or memes, transdimensional entities, or we call possession or oppression, which, of course, you know, a lot of people say, I believe the Bible. I say, well, do you believe that Jesus cast out demons? And, well, no, I don't know if I believe that, man. That's pretty weird. And I don't want to go to a church that does that. I'd say, stay away from that. Well, I said, well, then how can you say you are a Christian if you don't believe this? I said, well, he'd even say, is it easier to say your sins are forgiven or pick up your mat and walk? And what he's really saying is there's no difference. The only way to do good is to hear and do the will of the greatest or highest God, and anything other than that is evil. And people don't understand that's the basis of the fact that we're a sovereign individual in a sovereign nation, and they're trying to turn us back into what I call feudal serfs in a cybernetic, control freak, technocratic world where the global maniacs create a caste society that are genetically and cybernetically enhanced to the overclasses. And people say, no, they're not doing that. I said, yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
That's exactly
like
what they're doing.
It's a version of the Matrix.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Back in, John, one of the things you mentioned on the break was that there's a kind of like a, if you want to call it, I call fear soup. Or instead of making chocolate bars, you're making fear bars. And it's really hard to get away from all this stuff because people keep on quoting reality. To be honest with you, they quote their slice of reality, like whether it's a naval expert or somebody else or a financial expert. Oh, doom and gloom, the world's financial system is going to crash, or the world's going to get fried by a dwarf star or some other horror. What people need to understand is the nature of what we are as beings. And that fear is, if you want to call it, the primary product of the global elites. Like, they want to make sure that all of us eat a number of our fear bars every day so we're in a total state of paralysis and they can do whatever they please. And their best way is to quote reality or their version of reality.
Yeah.
What kind of, you know, and the way to get out of that paradigm is to start realizing there's a solution to every problem. In fact, I've said on my show that if you can present me with any problem, physical, geopolitical, financial, nuclear, whatever, and if I don't have an answer, I'll give you a framework to imagineer the pathway to an answer. And some people say, that's not possible. I said, well, if I can do it, and I can marshal 10,000 scientists to fix Fukushima, generate new energy technology, start communicating with other star civilizations across the galaxy, start to really understand the nature of what we are as a being so we can truly worship and behave in the manner of the Most High God, because there is a God of the universe. And these advanced civilizations, they would not exist or survive unless they, number one, understood that. That's the facts. And now people may say, well, that's not possible. I said, well, you know, God incarnated as Jesus on this world, but it certainly didn't stop God from incarnating in a billion worlds just in our galaxy alone. And people need to understand, our God's a very big God, not a little God. He's not in a little box that has to have a 7,000-year-old world. He's a God where you can have a world that doesn't have a big bang, that literally is worlds upon worlds forever. And our God is still God, still worried about every hair in your head and the fact your civilization is suicidal. So how do you get beyond this negative crap that they keep on feeding us, including the alternative media that kind of wallows in it? That's why I call most of the internet, I call it the sewer net, and much of the so-called the alternative media networks just scare the crap out of people. They just say, I don't want to turn this on.
It's funny you should say that, because today on the program I said, listen, folks, I really I don't want this to be some sort of an angst fest. I wonder if I'm doing you any favors by even reporting these stories. Now, I'll continue to tell you about them because you might find interest in them, but it's really more of a, I think the best way to combat this is, if this may seem a little simplistic, but I think it's with humor. I mean, for example, you got a president up here that delivers this keynote address to the U.S. Coast Guard Academy, right? And he's saying that it is refusing to deal with climate change is dereliction of duty. I mean, is this guy something or is he something? So it's almost a, can you believe what these morons have done now? Just listen to this. And there's a guy in England, he's not in England, he's in Germany, actually, and he's an Englishman who works in Germany. And his whole deal is don't occupy anything. Unoccupy. Or as I like to say, vacate. It doesn't really matter what they do. You don't have to participate, really, in very much of it. And you certainly don't have to walk on the side of your head every day of your life worrying about all this stuff that they put out there, because it's designed to do exactly what you said. It's to keep everybody churned up and confused and distracted, and fear, that's the drug. That's the most effective drug. So my question to you is, how do we mount a rebellion on a spiritual level?
Well, I actually have a very simple answer that Jesus himself said in one of his last words. He said, though you do it to the least of my brothers and sisters, you'll do it to me. And he said, they asked me, so, Master, what is the summary of the Ten Commandments? He said, there's only two, really, and the rest all fall under it. Love the Lord your God with your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. And that means not just our neighbor here in this physical world, but your neighbor organisms on the planet, and also the galactic organisms across the whole cosmos. Because we are going to eventually make, quote, publicly first contact, which, of course, our governments already have. What people need to understand is there is a God of the universe. He did come here and incarnated Yeshua HaMashiach. He did give us the plans. And recently, if everyone was a hyper-empath like me, which means we can feel the pain of someone else that I'm talking to thousands of miles away or diagnose what's wrong with them, if they could feel a plant that needs water and they walk by it, if they could literally know their dog needs water in their dish and it hasn't been fed yet, if they actually could feel the pain of dropping a sulfur bomb on a little Palestinian girl from a helicopter driven by the Israeli Air Force, or they can feel the danger of a Katyusha rocket coming in on an Israeli village, people wouldn't do it. They wouldn't be building nuclear weapons when they could see, literally with their own mind's eye, the flash of X-rays before the thermal blast of high-energy sound is created from superheating the air to 10 million degrees. It would create a pulse of infrared light that would turn people into dust instantly. They wouldn't do it. The problem is, you see, there's a lack of empathy. And it says in the Bible that the love of many will wax cold. That's the really central part of the whole problem. If the love of many would not wax cold but wax warm, so we'd be totally empathic, all of the problems would disappear. In fact, we would get real religions, there are real lies going on. We get real politics, which means we'd have a real election, not a selection. So they give us a bunch of fools on both sides of parties. I call it the Republic crap and the Democrat, but either one, you're going to get crap. And the only candidate I see so far that could potentially be good is Rand Paul, but we got to steer him so he doesn't lick, as they say in British lingo, lick spittle the British butt and the Israelis that allow them to commit suicide by starting a war that they can't stop. And we know that their own Green Pine radar and system and their Iron Dome will not protect them from thousands of rockets coming in, that the only people safe will be in bunkers, and the Israeli population, 7 million of them, will all die in a hail of rockets, from bottle-sized to big-damn rockets. And, of course, it'll mean that Israelis will use the Samson option to target every city within 10,000 miles plus, including Moscow and Beijing. And the problem, people don't realize that, as Einstein says, he doesn't know exactly how and when the Third World War will be fought, but he knows the Fourth World War will be fought with sticks and stones, if there's a human race left, or some degenerate version of the human race that's crawling out of caves 1,000 years from now. So I understand this, because we have evidence that there was a nuclear war around 4,500 years ago, and between Ashurbanipal, India, and Yemen and Saudi Arabia, we have obsidian. You can go to Riyadh, and they'll actually sell you trinkets of sand that was converted to obsidian glass that they considered after the last nuclear war that hit Saudi Arabia. You can find evidence that we had a war probably 13,000 years ago plus in the ancient world of one of the earlier versions of what we call the kingdoms of Atlantis and Mu. People think this is legend. It's not. It's not. And the fact is, the human race has risen and fallen multiple times, and this is probably the last time at that. And human races better get it this time. And the problem is they aren't. And the issue comes right down to one thing. you know, are you your brother's and your nation's keeper? Are you the keeper of orca whales that are dying because you won't fix Fukushima and they don't have babies anymore so they won't sing? That's what makes me nauseated to be a human. It makes me grieve, as Jesus and God said, basically, when he spoke to Moses and said, I grieve that I created man, and I shall create stones out of my own people. I shall take the stones of the desert and turn to my people. And then Moses spoke up and said, blot out my name from the book of life. And God said, no, I'm not going to blot out your name, Moses. I can't do that. But I'm going to bring judgment on this people because they won't. They're stiff-necked and they're stubborn. And I see that with people who call themselves righteous Christians, righteous Muslims, righteous Buddhists, righteous agnostics, righteous transhumanists, whatever they are. They're all righteous, and it makes me sick. I don't know what to say. It just makes me ill. And I wish people would just get it. What do you think, John?
I'm hearing some other stuff out there.
Yeah. What are you hearing?
It sounds a lot like a break.
No, we're not on break yet. No, we're not on break for 2 minutes. There may be a speaker background. No, no. We're going to break in 2 minutes, so you can blast through. We're going to get you back on, but, you know, I ranting spells is one of my burst defects, let's say it. But, you know, I get emotional over this. I don't just do this for late-night TV, radio, kind of entertainment to scare people. I want them to realize we have a real choice as to whether we have a future as a human race or not. But I think the days are closing.
Well, I tell you, I think the thing that we need to do first and foremost is turn away completely from mainstream media and let them feel it. And contact the sponsors.
I think it's
and
happening,
tell them,
actually.
We're not buying it. We're not buying your products. If you advertise on this, we're not buying them. That's it. We're going to call all our friends. We're going to mobilize against you, and we're going to hurt
you.
That's
a good one too. Not just don't listen to them. Don't buy their products. They advertise in those networks.
Without
tell the network companies if you advertise in this network. Like, you know, I call Fox or False News Network, CNN, the Cartoon News Network, MSNBC, the Vomit News Network, etc. If you advertise in those networks, we're not buying your stuff. We're not going to your restaurants. We're not doing it. That's a good idea. Ooh, radical.
When they start getting the emails in there by the thousands, they'll pay attention, and they'll either go away or they'll change what they're doing. But this has got to stop.
Yeah, well, like that last commercial on Mad Men, it says we need to buy the world a Coke. We need to buy the world some empathy.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Coke and a smile.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for having coming on the program and putting up with me, John. We'll get you back on soon.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.